AfterBuzz TV, starting place to the likes of WWE female superstars Kathy Kelly, Sonya Deville, and Zelina Vega, proudly presents Women's Wrestling Weekly, the world's first podcast and YouTube series dedicated exclusively to women's wrestling, featuring all the latest news as well as interviews with top superstars in the industry. And now, AfterBuzz TV's own gorgeous lady of wrestling, TK Trinidad.
Bonjour, y'all. You're watching Women's Wrestling Weekly, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Period. My name is TK Trinidad, the Canadian Assassin, and joining me is the lovely Sarah the Rebel.
Oh, I looked at you. I was like, what?
No, I was like, damn.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
I like the hair.
Doing?
They had new hair for new season.
Yeah, that was an accident, but it turned out well.
There you go.
Yeah, it was good.
And, of course, America's Chocolate Sweetheart, Evan T. Mack.
Yo, what up, girl? What's going on,
it's
man?
It's going on.
I'm seeing you more frequently, yo, but it's been a minute since we did the show, you know? So
well,
it's
you know,
good to be
I
back.
Mean, well, it has been a minute since we did the show, but, you know, because
yeah.
How we roll, we made sure you guys got a show.
Oh, that's right, though. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah,
I'm just letting you know, it's like it's TV magic, man. But
yeah.
I was on the couch chilling.
Wow. Okay. Well, first off, some congratulations are in order for a lot of friends of the show. So, Brandi Rhodes, that walkout, though, and all in.
Word.
So, congratulations to Cody. But, you know, he's, I guess, by proxy, he is a friend of the show, but still.
Friend of a friend.
So, congratulations to Brandi. That outfit was amazing. Also, congratulations to Chelsea Green and Madison Rain. They were in that four-way.
Huge.
Also amazing. Also been on the show, so check out those interviews. And then also congratulations to Ariel Monroe and Madison Rain, who are both going to be in the Mae Young Classic.
Yes,
also
sir.
Did interviews with the show.
Word.
Just putting it out there. So you guys know. So we have WPW Star of the Week. We're going to be doing some top wrestling news. But right now, like I said, we have nothing but amazing guests. You noted that we had all those people that did amazing things.
The ones we just talked about.
Yeah. Today is no exception. So she is the NWA World's Women's Champion, former two-time WWE Women's Champion, and WSU Hall of Famer. Please welcome Jazz.
What up?
How you doing?
I'm blessed, sweetie. I'm so blessed.
First, let me say, this was a tag team event getting you on the show, but it was one of those things where things just happened. So we have something where we have social media. We have the happy birthdays that go out. They've been doing very well, thanks to Sarah and the team. They did a happy birthday to Jazz, so happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
And Jazz liked the picture and commented.
Yes.
So I'm looking at it like, you don't have any contact information on your stuff. You don't have an email. And I'm like, I don't know how to get to that. And then for you guys who know, I was formerly on Xbox show. I text Sean to say, hey, do you have Jazz's information? And Sean is notorious for not answering his phone. So I still haven't heard back. So I'm looking at the phone. I'm like, all right, we're just going to just drop it here. Dropped it. And Jazz said, yeah.
That's what's up.
On the free space of Twitter.
On the Twitter. In the Twitter
sphere.
I love it. Thank you so, so much. We really, really appreciate it. Because I just thought, like, you know, who knows if she's going to see this.
Right.
So thank you to Sarah. Thank you to Jazz for saying hello. And here we are, season 2, episode 1.
Yeah.
Jazz.
Legend in the building.
For real.
Anywho. I had to just tell y'all how we got there.
A journey.
I know it was quite a journey. So, kind of tell us what you're doing now. I know you have the two twin girls. They're they're just a lot because they're children. So, how's everything going with that? Okay. So we're just some technical difficulties, but you know we'll
get her back.
We'll get her back. Work on that. So she does have two twin girls, but she also had a tag team champion with another friend of the show, which is Marty Bell.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We gotta
definitely get into a couple things.
Right. If you're trying to do something with your life and you're in the world of wrestling, I'd like to recommend you come on the show because we got some good juju going.
And things be happening too. So there you go. So what have you been up to recently as far as wrestling and life and all that good stuff?
Like I said, raising my kids. For some reason, I got a phone call that interrupted. Now my screen is so small. Basically, raising my kids, trying to be a mom, making sure I get up in the morning, get my kids off to school, being home to get them off the school bus, going to the gym, preparing myself for the NWA contender match that's coming up in October.
You doing a lot. Brandon Patriots on the live chat says, black don't crack. There you have it.
Tell you my age.
It's one of those things that with black folks is like, you don't want to know. Mm-mm. Because it's just like, we just look amazing. just
like that. I launched you guys.
Hold on. Okay. We'll work on that video. There we go. So let's kind of get into it. So in 2016, you were part of a lawsuit with 50 other wrestlers citing injuries. Is there any update with that?
Yes, but I can't really discuss that right now.
Any, like, is it good news or bad news? Or
I'll just say there's news. I don't know if it could be good. It could be bad.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'll take it like that. You also made an incredible impact on in women's wrestling. You had quite a few of your friends be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame. Have you been in talks with them, such as like Jacqueline? And what are your thoughts of like? Do you think you obviously deserve to be in the Hall of Fame? Have you been in talks with anybody from WWE?
Of course not. With the lawsuit going on, there's going to be no talk whatsoever.
Do you think once that's tied up, it's a possibility, or is it just pretty much that was that doing that lawsuit is?
You never know with them. I don't know.
Okay.
You never know with WWE. You just never know.
Now, did you speak to Jacqueline after she won the Hall of Fame?
Yes, of course. Her and I, every now and then, we'll send a text or something to say hello and just check on one another. I congratulated her on her Hall of Fame. When I say at WrestleCon, of course, we take pictures every year. Mm-hmm. And this past year, we took our girls to WrestleCon, which was in New Orleans. So our girls got to meet, you know, everyone. And they were all excited and hyped up about that. And now they're all interested in wrestling, which I wasn't too fond of that.
Uh-oh. Well, that's what I was going to ask. Would you help them pursue that dream if they were interested?
You're damn right I would. And I would guide them the right way.
That's awesome.
Well, I mean, you have somebody like Tessa Blanchard who is an all-in and Impact Wrestling. Mm-hmm. She seems like she's doing it, you know, the way she wants to do it versus, right. You know.
Conventional.
So...
Oh yes, like not in the, like this. You have a story career. Do you feel like a WWE Hall of Fame induction? Will that give you validation or like icing on the cake? Do you care?
I feel that it would be icing on the cake, but like I said, with the lawsuit, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. If I get it, yay, and if I don't, you know, everything I've done is in black and white. It can't be erased. So. My fans know exactly who I am and what I've done and what I've accomplished and what a big impact I made in this business. So that's all that matters to me.
Absolutely.
So a few of the questions that we had on Twitter. The S Bay, sorry, I'm bad with names. So she pretty much kind of asked, if you were to be in WWE, but we'll kind of shoot it to currently now, is there anybody that you want to wrestle that you haven't wrestled yet?
Ronda Rousey.
Ooh.
That'd be dope.
I'd love to see that.
That would be awesome.
I'd go straight for the top, straight for the best, baby.
And, this one's, who would you rather have a WWE feud with? Asuka,
Ronda Rousey.
Asuka or Mean Queen, Awesome Kong.
Ooh. Awesome Kong and I, you know what? I would love to wrestle her one-on-one, but I mean, for us to tag now, I think that would be more epic than us one-on-one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And then Whitney Simmons says, How are you feeling about your upcoming match with Simply Licious? The build-up for this match has had all
I'm so tired of her smack talking, but you know what? I don't talk shit. I bag mine up in the ring. So once we face off this weekend, she'll know. Oh. She'll know how I earned the name of being the baddest bitch. No one gave me that name. I earned it.
Mm. Real talk.
Mic drop. Savannah at Mick Kick. She asked your opinion on Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox, I really know her more from being on the Total Divas.
Yeah, she was on there for one season. Yeah.
I haven't really seen much ring work, you know, of her on the show, which I'm just now starting to watch the show because I'm finally seeing girls that I know, girls that I watch grow up in the business. So I try to support them as much as possible.
Yeah, I know on a previous interview you were talking about there was that time where it went from women's wrestling to divas and more models and people who didn't necessarily have that wrestling background. It kind of destroyed. Yeah,
which didn't fit me at all.
Yeah, so now where do you think women's wrestling is today? It seems like they've gotten away from that and now we have, you know, girls who are actually wrestling versus...
Yeah, I just think I was before my time. I was way ahead of my time. Today would be the perfect time for me to actually bring what I brought to the industry. I don't believe they were ready for what I had to bring to the table. But now where women wrestling is today, it's all about jazz. It speaks jazz all day long. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting though because like you know, there's just the women's evolution in WWE and different industries. Like, but you're one of the trailblazers of that kind of stuff though, and I just don't like that. Like people like you don't get enough credit for like starting things before things are taking off. You know, like you kind of like there's not any jazzes out there. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, but you know,
how do you feel?
People
about
don't
that?
Like to give others credit, and it's all good. And I don't claim to be this pioneer. I don't claim to be the greatest because I mean, you know, there's girls out there that can work their asses off. But I believe that I'm the one that stood up and showed the world that you don't have to go and have tits and ass done to become a professional wrestler mm-hmm. and to be successful with it. You know, back in the day when I was with ECW, they had a saying called TNA. TNA, which really meant for tits and ass, but mine stood for talent and ability. And mm-hmm. that's what I brought to the table, talent and ability.
Absolutely. Mm. So speaking of your time and your past history, you were really well known for your intergender matches. And I heard from a few of the workers that they said you work like one of the guys, that, you know, you're a very strong wrestler, even behind the curtain. So how do you feel about intergender wrestling in general?
I love it. The thing is, that's how I started. There really wasn't any women, you know, when I first started. So I had to wrestle the guys. And then when I got thrown in the mix with ECW, hell, there wasn't any girls for me to really wrestle. Francine was doing her thing. Dawn Marie was doing her thing. So, you know, Paulie threw me out there to the wolves. And, you know, I had to make it work. I didn't bitch, gripe, or whatever. And those guys beat the crap out of me. But whatever they brought, I got up and I tried to bring it right back. And that's how I earned my respect because I wasn't a crybaby. You know, I took whatever they gave. And then when it was my turn to give, I fucking gave it back.
Your answers are all just mic drop answers. Like, all right,
then.
Yeah. So now there has been, we've had different people on the show and we've read about this on social media and stuff as far as racism in wrestling. Did you experience that have you experienced that in your time of wrestling?
I wouldn't say I had experienced it, but honestly, with my ability and my way of work, if I was blonde and blue eyes, I probably would still be on TV now. Mm. You know, and I'm not pulling a race card. I'm not wanting to do that. I'm not all about that because my family's mixed with all kind of race. My husband is a mutt, so you know I don't discriminate whatsoever. But I just believe if I was, you know, if I had a little blonde brunette hair, you know, it'd be totally different for me.
Oh no, that's definitely still a thing, even though a lot of people believe it doesn't exist. So I definitely couldn't.
Yes, but no one ever stood up to me and called me out my name or you know, in my face treated me differently. But as far as the business aspect, I could tell the difference.
And now we're seeing stuff like the Women's Evolution, different things happening for women's wrestling. Where are your hopes, or where would you like to see women's wrestling go from this point?
Man, it's at its highest peak right now.
Yeah.
So I'm just anxious to see what these girls gonna do and how they're gonna just bring it and really make it an evolution and leave a mark. And let the upcoming girl the next 10, 15 years know what wrestling is all about, you know? So it's not about you out there shaking your ass, booty clapping and all that. It's about getting out there and showing the world that you can work and you can wrestle.
Mm. What are your thoughts on Naomi?
Naomi, I'm a fan of Naomi. You know, she's a better dancer than I am. But I'm a fan, and I really... And not to be biased, but I really, really, really try to stay tuned in to all with all the women of color. I really try to watch them and support them. I support them all, honestly, but women of color, I stand behind them 100%.
Wow.
So speaking of the younger women coming up, are there any women that you have your eye on that you feel like they're doing really awesome, or they're going to be the next one to watch? Are there any women that you've worked with in particular that you would like to recommend people go and check out their matches that people might not have heard of?
Amber Moon, she's doing phenomenal. You know, I remember her when she was like still like 19, 20 years old. Wow. Starting out. And Booker T school and on the indies, you know, trying to make a name for herself. Martinez, that's someone that I'm so proud of. You know, I've watched her grow. Believe it or not, she was one of the girls that in the locker room that wouldn't say a word. And now you go to shows, she's like the leader in the back. And I'm like, oh, my God, girl, who is this person? You went from not speaking at all to now you freaking running the back. So, you know, things like that just make me proud, because I've watched these girls grow so much and come so far in this industry. And it just makes me proud. Not that I'm saying I'm a mom or anything, but I would like to say, some may not admit to it, but I would like to say I had a little bit to do with it, far as, you know, just being a little bit of a mentor.
Awesome.
Yeah, because I feel that you kind of took Trish to the next level. I feel like, I don't know if Trish would have been at the height of her power if it wasn't for y'all's feud. What do you think about, like, when you're looking back on that, how do you remember that as far as you and Trish, like, going at it in the ring?
Trish and I had a phenomenal feud. I mean, she was the type of person that no matter what I put on her, she got her ass back up and we did our thing, you know. She was great at taking an ass whooping. So,
now,
so kudos to Trish.
Now, has there been any, I mean, because you're still going, as a, you know, a fan pointed out to us. Has there been any talks, or have you been in any talks with Impact or ROH? Because I know Gail Kim is over at Impact, so have you been in talks with them?
No, but if there's a company that I would like to be a part of, it would be Impact. Because it's a smaller company, there's not 100 girls in the back fighting for a spot. And seem like TNA is more family oriented, just like, you know, it reminds me of ECW. It's not a $1 billion company, but everyone there is happy and seems to love their job, and they love working with one another. So that's what I'm all about.
Yeah, you know,
teamwork makes the dream work, right?
Yeah, we had Madison Rain on. She said while she was pregnant or on maternity leave, Impact gave her a job because obviously she couldn't wrestle, and they didn't have to do that. So, you know, definitely for sure. So we do have, what's the word?
A magical power.
We do have magical powers. Usually what happens when we have, we call them friends of the show. So now you're officially a friend of the show. When you have friends of the show come on, things happen. So, you know, they might go into certain promotions. They might be in Mae Young. It just, you know, things tend to happen. We don't make calls because we're not that powerful. But just, you know, we have...
Oprah's the secret is around the show.
Yeah, there's magic. So, we'll, you know, we're putting our magic to see, you know, because I think you'd be amazing. The storylines are Impact for the women in particular, I personally feel, are just strong. all around. Yeah. So, I mean, definitely you would be a good addition and totally different.
Yeah.
That would just be.
I would love to see that.
I've always been totally different.
What do you feel makes a great wrestler?
Someone that studies their craft day in and day out. I mean, you gotta eat, sleep, breathe, shit this business, you know. And like I said, the main thing is really just focus on your craft and study and work on it day in and day out. And that's what I did. I never ever watched a women's match while training. Never. Wow. I always watched the men wrestle. So maybe that's why, you know, I guess I'm a little different, because I never, you know, I didn't study Moolah, or I didn't study Glow. You know, I studied the Four Horsemen, Tully wow. Blanchard, Arn Anderson. You know, I studied guys like that, and that's where I got, you know, my persona from.
Now, you do have 2011, you had a tag team championship with Marty Bell. She's been on the show as well. How was it like working with her?
Marty's a sweet little sweetheart. It just, unfortunately, once we became tag team champions, it's like the company folded or changed ownership or something. So we never really got the chance to even put our titles on the line. You know, we stood there with the titles, took a picture, yay, and then that was it.
Well, I mean, that means you're still champion, so that works.
Yeah, you still hold the title.
technically, I'm still WWE Women's Champion. I never lost the belt.
So here's a question. So you did say that if you were blonde hair and blue eyes, you would still be with the company. At the time that you were left the company, they were kind of moving into what people usually say, different directions, more the bra and panty stuff. Do you believe...
They called us in the back and told us we was wrestling too much like men.
Wow.
I said, well, that's the end of my career.
Now, do you think if you were blonde hair and blue eyes, but still wrestling the style you were, you would still be at the company? Or is it was just no matter who you were?
If I wasn't in the company, I'd be a part of the company. Because I still have no clue of why I was released. I'm champion one day, released the next day.
Damn.
So I don't know.
And now, do you still, aside from Jacqueline, do you talk to other people who've, you know, for instance?
Yes, I love Ivory. I don't really talk to Lita or Trish, but if I see them, it's a mutual hello. Hey, girl, what's up? How you doing? Good seeing you. You look great. You know, typical bullshit, you know. But, yeah, I mean... I didn't leave there with any enemies or anything. You know, my job was, and I thought I did a good job at it, was to try to make everybody look good. Mm-hmm. You know, so there was no heat that I know of that I had with any of the girls. Now, the company, who knows? Because I don't do politics. I don't get that end of it, because my deal is throw me in the ring and I tell my own damn story.
Right.
I don't need writers telling me what to do. I can go out there and work and tell my own story.
Wow. When you hear the letters ECW, what's like the first thing that comes to mind?
When you get the letter?
When you hear the letters ECW, what comes to mind? What's the first thing that comes to mind?
Repeat yourself now. You said ECW or WWE?
ECW.
So when you think of ECW, what's the very first thing that pops into mind?
Yeah.
Wow. Great memories. I mean, the birth of jazz.
Wow.
That was the birth of jazz. Paulie saw something in me, Dreamer. They saw something in me. I was totally different of what was going on in WCW, WWE at the time. And they took a chance on me and threw me out there. Now, believe it or not, I only had 6 to 8 months of training.
Wow.
And they threw me out there, and like I had no choice but to make it work. I was not going to fail, so I had to make it work. But I've been an athlete all my life. Not saying that's why, you know, blah, 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 or whatever. It's just that me being an athlete just, I think, kind of helped. And God just blessed me with the ability and the talent to be a professional wrestler. And it's like, that was my calling. I played basketball, ran track, softball. I mean, you name it, I've done it. But wrestling, I believe, really was my calling.
Absolutely. So at All In that just happened a few days ago, the NWA Men's Championship was defended. Do you know anything about the Women's Championship? Have they talked with you about anything to do with that? I know it's changed hands as far as the ownership of them, so I wasn't sure.
Yeah, I've talked to David Lagana. I'm supposed to start my deal, I guess, start defending my title in October.
Okay.
Wow. But let me tell you one thing.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to make this, this is going to be my legacy right here. I'm not going out like a, no. I'm not just going to lay down and give this belt away. Motherfuckers step in a ring with me with this title, they got to earn it.
Hey. Ooh, that promo. I got goosebumps.
Cut that out. Color. To ever hold this title, you know, this history right there, you know, so I'm not laying down. I'm busting my ass every day to show the world that why I am the NWA Women's World Champion and why I should continue to be the NWA Women's World Champion and show them why they and not understanding why I should have been a part of All In.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You should have.
Real talk.
Well, I mean, it was the first to...
I'm giving them nothing.
I'm going to try to play devil's... I think it was the first first one. They were trying to pack everything in. It may have been an oversight, but again, magical things happen. Right. I think it would be awesome. It was a great event. I actually just got to watch it today, finally. It was a great event, and I think it would be awesome to see you. I think it's going to be a yearly thing, so it would be awesome to see you in that next year.
Oh, yeah.
Holding your belt.
That's my plan, unless they just decide to just take the belt from me. But like I said, it's going to be a fight. Fight from hell.
Oh, yeah. Right. If they decide to do right that, now. Just give me a call. We'll have you back on the show so we can discuss.
If you hear anything about Jazz being an All In, or even the first time I defend my title, whoever my opponent is, be ready to bring it, baby, because I'm telling you,
hey.
I'm bringing it.
Right, you, so you a tough cookie, man. Is Jazz scared of anything? What are you afraid of? You afraid of anything?
Of course. I'm afraid of spiders. I don't like roaches. And I don't like snakes.
Leo, I didn't even know if you were scared of something.
But when I'm in the ring, it's like, you know, Beyonce. I'm somebody else. Like, you know, right now you're talking to Carlene / Jazz. But when I get in that ring, when that music hit, when I step in that ring, it's all Jazz. And that ring belongs to me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. So you are going to be defending your championship at the next All In. Now, if you had, I don't know if she was part of this decision, but if you had, if you were sitting in a room with Stephanie McMahon or Triple H, what would your conversation be with them, or what would you want to talk about?
Just what say, the hell happened? Why am I not still on payroll?
Real talk.
Anything else, or like, we'll just start with that?
Even if it's not wrestling, why am I not a trainer?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Boom. Well, I mean, you've been amazing.
I don't sugarcoat shit. I'm not an ass kisser. I don't do politics. If my work can't speak for itself, then hell, I guess I don't deserve a job. That's just how I roll.
Now, last one, we're kind of pushing it to the limits now. Now, Evan and I actually do an after show for Raw. Evan has a theory that there's this thing called the black person's purgatory. I'm just going to spread it out. Do you think, with his theory, you're saying that a lot of black people that are on WWE, their storylines are kind of, you know, just whatever.
If they're not like dancing, like a dancing a jig or like
doing. Nah, see, I don't know. That's not me. And you can't make me do that, because when I come to the ring, it's strictly business.
Mm-hmm. And now, when you if you have seen Raw and SmackDown, do you feel that's kind of the tone it's been taking over the last couple of years? Do you feel like they treat Black people unfairly, or they kind of treat them differently?
I'm just gonna say this: I don't think they know how to market African Americans.
That's my whole thing right there. That line right there. It's all about marketing. Yeah,
you know. You know? I was a champion. I never got the opportunity. I don't even have an action figure. Can you believe that?
Damn. Oh,
no, I cannot.
Oh, we need to.
I have to write a letter.
Can you believe that? I don't have an action figure.
Wow, okay.
That's crazy.
We need to talk to Jimbo or somebody.
Really? I did all the screening, the scanning and all this. They're telling me my action figure is in high demand, you know, but I never saw it.
Oh, we need a Twitter campaign.
Is it out there in a warehouse somewhere? Like, what? You know, I don't know.
Okay, so we're going to work on some stuff. We'll work on. I mean, again, we don't know the people, but we'll. You need to have an action figure for sure. Because
I need a t-shirt.
Yeah.
For real.
Well, pro wrestling tee, I mean, they're.
Yeah, I got to contact them. Actually, I have a shirt already designed, and I got to get with them and try to get that taken care of. It's just, you know what? Everyone's on social media, and I'm just a type of person that I just don't really have time to be on social media all day. You know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, you know, and some of the girls are as well, but they know when they're home, their lifestyle is totally different from being on the road. So I'm not on the road. So, you know, I got to do laundry. I got to cook. I got to, you know, I got motherly duties. I got wife duties, you know, then I got to try to take care of myself. So, you know, it's just far as I have an Instagram account, but I'm never on Instagram.
Yeah, I know. I sent you a couple messages on there.
I'm never photo ready. I'm never, you know, I just have gym wear on all day long, you know. It's just, well, I just don't have time to take pictures all day and filters and pose and, you know, and, yeah.
Well, you look amazing, so I'm sure people want to see what you're doing in the gym, so... I mean, you could just set up a tripod with the phone and you're good to go. So, I mean, that might be an option.
I'm working out a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Them guns.
Okay, got the guns today. So we're going to move on.
Never lost it.
So we're going to move on to something called rapid hot tag. So I'm going to hit you with a few questions. You're going to say whatever is the first thing that comes to mind. So, Tony, you ready with that music? All right. So here we go. So are you always early or always late?
Early.
Last person you text.
Homegirl from Louisiana.
Favorite junk food.
Favorite junk food. Donuts.
Last show you binge watched.
Oh my God. I have tons. Have and Have Nots. Power. Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, okay. Who would play you in a movie?
Wow.
Oh shit. I don't know. Taraji.
Okay. All right. Dream dinner guest.
Dream dinner guest. Oh my God. Dinner guest. I would have to say the cast of Empire.
Okay. And if you were on death row, what would be your last meal?
Steak and baked potatoes and maybe a little homemade chicken and dumplings on the side.
Boom. Hey. There you have it. Thank you so much. We really, really appreciate you for coming on the show. It was kind of divine intervention how it all happened and timing. And, I mean, happy belated birthday again.
Thank you.
Again, we wish you nothing but the best. Once you get your shirt, let us know. We'll definitely put it up on our social media. And if there's anything else you need from us, just let us know. We are
definitely let everybody know that I'm wide open for bookings. I'm down for doing all girl shows.
You need to put your email address up there. Rodney
Mack. Put your email. Put your contact info up.
We're back doing our thing. So.
You need to put your email address on your bio page so people can hit you up.
So people can hit you up for like the bookings.
I will. I'll do that. I do that when I'm as soon as I hang up.
Boom. Because people are looking. I was looking at your page like, how do you contact this woman?
So I know. I'm so old school. It's like, pick up the phone and call me, you know?
But your phone number is not on the...
I know.
Thank you.
I'm going to get on that.
Thank you so much. We with you. Wish you nothing but the best. Definitely want to see you in All In, Impact Wrestling, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And thank you guys for having me.
No problem. All right, folks. So we have a little bit of time because, you know, we had an amazing guest on the show, a friend of the show. So we're going to hit the news really quick.
First and foremost, I got to drop this call of action. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, I got to do the call of action. Listen, you got to rap After Buzz, too. You know what I'm saying? Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but now we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that is tailor-made for you, and you'll help After Buzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our After Buzz channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments, and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans, for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. What up, Johan Pena?
Also, shout out to everybody who sent in those questions. We're going to be doing that every week. Well, except for next week. Sorry.
Every week. Except next week. Almost.
We'll be doing that. We'll be doing that every week. So we're going to be announcing the guests. And then if you have any questions for them, just hit us up on Twitter. You can DM us on Instagram, and we will definitely read them and all that good stuff. So thank you guys so much for sending your questions. And we will be doing that every week. And we also have some other special stuff going for you.
Yeah.
Some free stuff coming your way. Hopefully we're working.
We try to give out stuff.
All right, so hit us with that news.
Thanks, Tone. Women's pro wrestling news. I'll first start with a friend of the show, Ms. Rosa Mendez, tore ACL. So shout out to her. Speedy recovery. TK, you said you talked to her, so she saw.
She said she was fine. I mean, her Instagram looks like she's fine, like fine, like she gorgeous as per usual.
Baby's adorable too,
with the cast on, by the way. So I mean, just
styling and profile.
I know, with baby Jordan,
a baby
that whole family is just. But she's fine according to the text that she sent me.
Oh, appreciate you. So first thing, you know, Taya and John on Mary on Lucha Underground. I think it was a nice little spectacle they had. It was all in green. They had all the glitz, all the glamour. Did you check that? Did you see how they?
I did. And it made me laugh because, you know, their real wedding was so beautiful and lovely. Yeah. And then this one is like gaudy wrestling crap. I was like, I loved it.
And they did it before their real wedding because we did have Taya on the show, another friend of
the show. Shout out.
We did ask her and she didn't give away. So kudos to her because obviously she probably didn't want to lose her contract. But yeah, that was the rumor. She said she has no idea what we're talking about. And here's the wedding. It was definitely on the interesting side of things.
All wrestling weddings are.
They really are, though. Seriously.
But even their real wedding wasn't anywhere like this. But they had a lot of wrestling folks at their real wedding, which is also, the pictures were quite entertaining.
Right.
So that looks like.
But no headbands. Jesus.
They got to relive that moment in a different way.
Oh goodness. Yikes. Well.
Oh, you see them? See him? You can't even have a wedding without.
That didn't happen in the real wedding.
It really didn't. It was actually a lovely, lovely wedding.
Oh,
Lord.
Jesus. Okay.
Oh, see, I didn't even catch that part. Chokeslam through the timeout.
Oh, man.
I mean, it was a silence.
So, also friends of the show, I'm working on getting them both on the show to discuss their wedding and their wedding.
Yeah, we got to talk about that. You're supposed to get an invite, man.
We were supposed to get the invite to the official wedding, not officiate the wedding, but to be on hand.
Just amongst, you know, the free food and stuff, man.
Oh, no, we wanted
That's
to be,
all I ever want to
we
go
want to,
to
be on the panel for like, oh, we want to, like, we want to have a show at their wedding.
Oh, that'd have been dope. Yeah, that'd have been imposing, but still dope for us.
Johnny liked the tweet that I said that you said we could.
Yeah, when you like tweets.
He never responded back.
But when you like tweet, that's like written in stone. No, you can't like a tweet. That's like, isn't that like official, like legally binding?
Yeah.
Like
so
tweet?
I'm going to try to bring them in so we can discuss, but you know.
Oh, man, looked into a fatal four-way women's match at All In. Tessa Blanchard, Madison Rayne, Chelsea Green, and Britt Baker. It was a slobber knocker, brother. I just watched that joint today. Like, you're a wrestling fiend. I know you've seen it. You just seen it. Like, what did you think? It was amazing.
It was it was trending, so I did see it pop up on the Twitter. I knew it was popular. When we were doing Raw, people were talking about that versus Raw, because Raw was terrible this week. but this women's match was absolutely amazing. Ending, though, I don't know. What do you think it was? Planned, or you think it was a mistake? Like, did they ring the bell too soon?
That was interesting.
It looked kind of like,
I think it was probably a mistake. Because it was considered to be a one-off.
Yeah, because the commentator was a little confused. He was like, wait, no.
Yeah, because I think she was supposed to win, but I think there might have been a little bit more.
Right. Well, I think generally what happens is when you're in a match like this, you want to look like you're always going to break up the pin.
Yes.
And so I think all that happened was, from the angle they were at, they didn't see quite what had happened. So I think the commentary team was like, oh wait, did she just break up the pin? Because if you notice, she was behind hard cam.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was literally just that the commentary team was confused. I think the ref, he knew that that was the finish.
Okay, gotcha.
But yeah, the angle for the commentators was a little...
Right. So they may have been like, oh wait, did they just interfere? I loved the Two-Face costume. That was my favorite. I loved how she played with that. It was a serious, hard-hitting match, but it still managed to have like humor because of what she brought to the table, Chelsea brought to the table, and I really love that. I've seen them do so much work together, and they're wrestlers who understand each other, who know what each other's strengths are, and it was just awesome to see.
Hey, I was like enthralled in your analysis.
I mean, if you guys are not on social media, go on our social media, in particular our Instagram page. You just go to the stories. There's pictures of all the hosts, but this one right here, if you don't know, she's a professional wrestler. She does some ish. She has videos. That walkout, though.
Thank you.
Oh, that walkout was everything.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, go on our Instagram page, but it's also on our Instagram page, too.
You can just watch on Championship Wrestling from Hollywood.
She knows what she's talking about, because she in it.
She was very eloquent the way you describe things. I was I forgot I had to do something here. Yeah. actually, I do job. But it was Bellatans came back. It's not like breaking news, but I just want to...
Well, forget about them.
I mean, that dive should be news.
Yeah.
I thought she was going to die. I just want to
put one thing forth before the audience.
I wanted to bring that up.
I want
to
put one thing
forth. The dive.
You are in a tag team.
Yes.
There's one very easy solution to this, is your tag partner goes to the ropes, stands on the bottom, pulls the middle. This gets the crowd involved because you're doing a tag team move. They're excited because you're working together. And hey, you're not going to hit your foot on that pesky rope.
Listen, you a mom, man. You can't be putting your life on the line like that no more. Listen, I was like, Lord.
I mean, she tried and she just failed. Damn
it, this ain't no time to try. She a first Battle Hall of Famer. Trying's over, man. You did it. You've done it all.
Well,
strong opinion.
like I said before, well, first off, first, congratulations to Tessa Blanchard. She also signed to WOW.
Shout out to Tessa.
So she is going to be at WOW October 10th, October 11th. So if you are in Los Angeles, I believe you can still get tickets. I don't know, but we're
going to try to
get tickets. We haven't got tickets yet. and then they're going to be airing on Access January 2019. So congratulations to her. That's going to be WOW's. I think
it's going to take the next. That she is training a lot of the women who are coming up in WOW.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you're not just going to see Tessa wrestling. You're also going to see students of Tessa's, and she's only 23, so that's a pretty amazing feat.
She is a young dog.
But she's definitely experienced. I was going to say for the Bellas, nobody really cares. I know they're very established, and I know they're favorites. I watch their show. I do an after show on their show. I appreciate their work. I just feel like the women's locker room is so stacked that you have one, if the Bellas come and after Evolution, they just disappear to do everything else, I'm going to be highly upset because that you took away opportunities from other women in the locker room that could have had storylines because there's not a lot of time. Absolutely. So that's my irritation, that you just inserted them. Not on one show, but two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if the idea is that they need to be on John Cena's level, right? They're people who went off, became stars in their own right. And when they come back, it should be a moment where we're very excited and hyped for. Their wrestling needs to be on that level, too.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, Brie is not looking so crisp right now. And maybe they should have held that back a little bit. So it, just like you said, it's frustrating to know there are women who are working super hard. And that spot's gonna be taken because they've got their TV name.
But do y'all think it's just because of like the show though? You know, the women's Evolution show, a little like tuning up kinda. Like there really isn't gonna be a story.
Well, that's why they have live shows.
I, they still box office a little bit though. I'm just saying
they are box office, but yeah. Again, they could be box office on just on SmackDown.
Yeah, I was just saying like I don't think we might be thinking they might be around longer than they are. I think it might just be them.
No, I literally think it'll be like with Cena where they bring him in for one of the big shows.
Yeah, and then they're
and then
out.
He kind of yeah. goes oh, okay. away. That's what
so
I'm saying.
So if Brie goes away, she needs to practice a little bit more. Anyways, let's hit the star of the week real quick before we get out of here.
Women's Pro Wrestling Star of the Week.
Our Women's Wrestling Weekly Star of the Week is the Mountain Vanessa Craven, who recently competed in the 2018 Mae Young Classic. Craven made her debut in 2004 for Northern Championship Wrestling, where she was the last NCW Women's Champion before the company disappeared into smoke. She's done 5 tours of Japan and has also wrestled for IWA Mid-South, Shimmer, and Shine. And in 2016, she was ranked number 35 in PWI's Female 50. She's held several championships, including the Shimmer Tag Team Championship with Tessa Blanchard, who we just talked about. She was so much fun to watch on the second Mae Young Classic. I was there in person. Won't tell you any spoilers, but she was awesome. She has this like amazing giant goth girl gimmick. She's really tall, really imposing. Definitely check out her matches on YouTube and all this month on the WWE Network as she takes part in the Mae Young Classic too.
Hey. Crisp. Nice and crisp.
I know, right?
Sarah the Rumble.
I mean, I don't know. Like, there's nobody else like you.
Star of the week.
Oh, please.
Shout out to Joseph because he wanted to make sure you were on point. He's like, by the way, Tessa was signed to WOW. So,
yo, Bosa, I knew TK was going to bring it up. She got me, man. Listen. This is our show.
I just
Joseph saying. Bosa, I swear,
you
man.
Need to,
I got backup, man, on the show. I ain't doing this show by myself.
I know. Maybe we need to do, like, have Bosa just check everything.
Bosa, I need you to do fact check. Yeah, you need to come sit right here in the seat.
Just back check.
Guest star.
Just
put some glasses and a little
check. Double check. Now, here's the poll. So we are going to be a little bit more diligent on these polls because I haven't.
Promise.
Poll of the week. So it's going to be on Twitter and Instagram. So the poll is out and out street fight. Who would win? WWE Women's Superstars, WOW Superstars, Impact Knockouts, or ROH Women of Honor?
Well, who I get? Do I get the whole like every woman
you
in
get,
the current roster or like past roster?
You can WWE. Do whatever.
Oh, I got WWE then. I got everybody. I got a lot of people there.
So you guys can answer that, and we're going to announce that, who won that next week. Also, too, like I said, we might be having some, giveaways. So just
yeah, we're trying to work on giving y'all stuff.
Keep tuning in. other than that, like I said, thank you to Jazz for hopping on the show. It is just divine intervention. If you guys didn't notice, we did have shows during the course of August, but we weren't necessarily here. That's why we didn't do the news. Just kind of a month off to recharge, get our ish together. Mm-hmm. Add some elements to the show. We have guests all the way to the end of October. We have some big guests. This is just saying.
Just the beginning.
Now, Miss Sarah, where can everybody find you?
You can find me at Sarah the Rebel everywhere. Sarah spelled with an H, as God in the Bible intended. You can also find me on iTunes, Women Wrestling Friends. It's my other podcast. We actually just ran down Mae Young Classic 2 full of spoilers, so don't listen to it if you don't want to be spoiled.
Damn, we should just listen
to
yours.
Yeah, I know, right? I was like, man, I forgot she knows all the resorts,
yeah.
Results. Evan T. Mack, Instagram and Twitter. Shout out to Johan Pena. Yo, Bosa, what up?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, we're doing a Mae Young Classic show happening tonight at 10.
Yes.
So there's no spoilers because we haven't.
Yeah,
just be our.
There ain't gonna no spoilers.
So now you want to listen. If you want spoilers, listen to Sarah's and then come back to just hear our commentary on, like, that chick was great or she was terrible.
Yeah.
Other than that, definitely, if you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, AfterBuzz TV Wrestling and Sports, please subscribe. We love your comments. Also on iTunes, give us 5 stars or better. Follow AfterBuzz TV on Instagram and Twitter. Also follow us on Twitter at WPW Weekly, on IG Women's Wrestling Weekly. Thank you so much. Some thank yous because without a lot of people, it wouldn't be, we wouldn't
absolutely
be here. So thank you to Anissa. I think it's at Anissa Bar,
yeah.
For doing the graphics for the social media. Leslie, she's been assisting Sarah in the social media. Tony B. Buzzin' in the booth. We give him a headache every week, but he is the only one who
business
can deal with us because nobody else, everybody else just doesn't want to.
Can't be Tony do.
Other than that, we will be announcing the guest for next week. Next week on like Monday. Thank you guys so much for watching. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. We know there are a lot of wrestling podcasts out there. However, we are the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Period. That's it. until next week.
That's all I have to say.
Ciao.
From executive producers Kevin Undergaro, Maria Menounos, Phil Svitek, producer TK Trinidad, and me, Mark Donica, your voice of AfterBuzz TV Wrestling, we ask you to rate and comment on iTunes, subscribe to AfterBuzz Wrestling on YouTube, and find us on all social media. Thank you for watching Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly. See you next week.